Stop paying inflated prices for new and used cars. At Volkswagen Clearlake, every new car will be sold for $500 under MSRP during our deflation sale. Plus, we have used cars in every wee budget. Get to Volkswagen Clearlake for deflated prices. Plus, we want your car, so we're willing to pay more than market average for it. Upgrade your ride and save money during our deflation sale. Visit VWofClearlake.com.
Financing through VCI OAC. See dealer for details.
At Premier High School, we are a tuition-free charter school serving grades 9 through 12. We offer a personalized program which gives you the opportunity to recover credits, graduate early, attend school around a work schedule, career and technical training, earn college credits while in high school, become eligible for military service. Learn more about how you can reach your goal.
Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I pray any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I ask just for any sisters listening that anything that's spiritually dangerous to her is revealed and removed, and that she just becomes filled with the Spirit and seeks after your Holy Spirit and understands that that's what's going to keep her safe and help her understand these things, and that she has a heart to war for any loved ones, and to lay down her own life and be about your kingdom and to be about lost souls, and that I ask the same thing for her loved ones as well. Ask all these prayers you bless in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so just talking about what real love means, okay, with yesterday's teaching, where real love is, you know, the love of Christ is where he comes and he lets you know that you're evil and you're sick and you're diseased by sin, and that you need a spirit to be cleansed and washed and enter into eternal life with him, eternal bliss, eternal joy, just to go to heaven and be with him happy forever. That's real love, okay? Now, this is what happens, though, a lot of times, especially here in the United States, because there is so much pride, is the response from the person is, you know, the response to Christ is not really like that, unfortunately. Where, you know, he comes and he lets you know that you're, you know, sick and diseased and corrupted by sin, and that you're completely evil, you know, and that you need his Holy Spirit, and that is his love, okay, so that you could be transformed. Unfortunately, when that comes, there's inwardly and then also outwardly, when the person's spoken to by, you know, a servant of the Lord, well, you know, not really, I'm not completely evil, you know, there's that pride there, okay, well, no, this is still good, I still know what I'm doing over here, no, this is, okay, well, no, that's not true, okay, there's not this response of, yes, I'm completely head to toe evil, wicked, and sinful, thank you so much for your Holy Spirit. I completely depend upon him to tell me everything to do every day. He is my source of, I'm more dependent upon him than I am on my very breath, okay? There's not that response, okay? Because there is so much pride in the church. So what happens is that comes, that truth, okay? You don't know anything. You can't do anything. You're evil and you're corrupted by sin, okay? And you're sick and you're diseased. You can't see anything. Come here. Let my Holy Spirit take care of you. But unfortunately, the response is, I'm okay, though. I've got it over here. It's the Laodicean church, okay? And I'll read it. Okay, this is Revelation chapter 3, starting at verse 15, it says, I know that, and this is Christ speaking, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Okay, now this is the part that I'm referring to here. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods, I have need of nothing. And knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thy eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. Okay. And then here, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten, be zealous therefore and repent. Okay. So that's it. That's the response. I can see fine. I don't need the Holy Spirit. I don't, or maybe I have him, but I don't really need to, you know, depend upon him. It doesn't really work that way. He's a boss. He's supposed to be in complete control. It doesn't work that way. Okay. News for you. That's going to change if you're going to heaven. Okay. He has to. Okay. He has to. Okay. He's God. Okay. He must be reverenced. Okay. That's the Spirit of God. But that's the response. I can see. Okay. No, I'm not naked. I've got this. I've got this. I've got that. I'm fine. It's pride. Okay. Now, what love is, okay, what love is, and he says it there, I counsel you to buy from me, you know, where he tells them to repent, what love is, okay, and this is a part that is going to be very difficult for many Christians, okay, is it's taken by force, okay, it's taken by force, okay, because a lot of times when you talk to people like that, they say, well, I'm saved by grace, you know, you're talking about works, and it's not works to obey the Holy Spirit, it's obedience, okay, that's not works, completely deceived, absolutely deceived. Okay. And the truth is you are saved by grace. Okay. And so if you truly are predestined, okay, and you need to know this for the loved ones that you're praying for, is that he can take it by force. Okay. And then that's, you know, where I've talked about before, we fall into the category of crucifying Christ afresh. Okay. Where, you know, he says, okay, you say that you are not blind. Okay. You don't need me to see. Okay. You're fine by yourself. Okay. You know what you're doing. Okay. You're not completely evil. You believe you're good. So I'm going to come and it goes for a season. It goes for a season, but that season ends. But what I want to explain to you is that is love. Okay. It is love. Because if he doesn't love you, he'll leave you in that state and you'll go to hell and you'll fall away. It says it right there. He says, I'll spew you out of my mouth. What does it mean to be outside of the body of Christ? What do you think that means? Spew you out of my mouth. So much prophecy. Okay. And scripture's warning, okay, about the falling away, about those who start and don't finish. Just look at the parable of the sower. You can start and not finish. You can fall away. These are real warnings, okay? He can leave you in that state, okay? But the love of Christ, okay, is displayed when he takes it by force. And says, okay, you believe you can see. Okay, you believe this. Well, I'm going to come and destroy everything about you. You don't believe you're evil, but you are. So I'm going to come down upon you. And people don't believe this, but I've seen it firsthand. I'm going to come upon you, which you didn't judge of yourself, which you didn't crucify of yourself, which you didn't see of yourself as evil, and slay and completely slaughter in obedience to the Holy Spirit. Okay? In obedience, Holy Spirit, in your prayer closet daily, I'm going to come and do by force for you. I'm going to destroy everything for you and bring you so low, grind you down to powder, like it says in the scriptures. Okay. This is Matthew chapter 21, verse 44. It says, and whosoever shall fall upon this stone shall be broken, but on whomsoever it shall fall, it will grind them to powder. Okay. I'm going to bring you so low. Okay. And then you will reverence my Holy Spirit because he's going to be the only thing that you have left. Okay. You're going to see and reverence him then. Okay. And that's love. And you need to know that. You need to understand the Spirit of God. You need to understand what real love is. Okay. Because once again, going through Isaiah 33, in order to understand what's going on, okay, where you're not confused, you understand, okay, like it says in that scripture I've been reading. Okay, you need to understand this, the fullness of the gospel and what real love is. The stuff that you're hearing from Satan is a lie. It's to kill you, okay? It's to puff you up, make you think you're good so you'll stay the way you are and go to hell. Okay? And reject the Holy Spirit, not listen to him. That's the fruit that it bears. And you see it all over the church. Okay? It's barren. Okay? Fruitless. All right? Nobody, I mean, how many people do you know will actually bear that beautiful fruit of the Spirit like our brothers and sisters overseas where they're laying down their life? They don't care. They're going after people. They're about the gospel. They care about people going to heaven. Okay, they're not all worldly and caught up in themselves. Okay, but truly about the Holy Spirit, truly about other souls. Really beautiful, sweet, precious fruit. Okay, so many are caught up in their own lives, are so caught up in this, and they got this going on, and that going on, and that going on, I got this, and that's great and great. Meanwhile, they are barren. No fruit, okay? No fruit at all, okay? And so you just need to understand that that's what real love is, okay? Because when it shows up, you need to understand what's taking place so you don't get deceived, both for yourself and for those that you see it happen to, okay? Understand that that's love. That's the real thing. That's real love, okay? Because when that response is not met in humility and saying yes, the Lord says, okay, well, I'm going to take you anyways, even though you don't understand. You're not going to know what's going on, but I'm going to do it anyways by force so you don't go to hell because I love you. All right, that's the real thing. Okay, and I'll leave it there for today. Father, just ask for any sister starting her day that she has a abundantly fruitful day, drawing close to you, and just really anointing her eyes with the eye salve and starting to see how many deceptions are around her, and truly asking to be filled with the Spirit so she can see how dangerous these things are. I ask all these crazy Father in Jesus' name.
Stop paying inflated prices for new and used cars. At Volkswagen Clear Lake, every new car will be sold for $500 under MSRP during our deflation sale. Plus, we have used cars in every wee budget. Get to Volkswagen Clear Lake for deflated prices. Plus, we want your car, so we're willing to pay more than market average for it. Upgrade your ride and save money during our deflation sale. Visit vwofclearlake.com.
Financing through VCI OAC. See dealer for details.
At Premier High School, we are a tuition-free charter school serving grades 9 through 12. We offer a personalized program which gives you the opportunity to recover credits, graduate early, attend school around a work schedule, career and technical training, earn college credits while in high school, become eligible for military service. Learn more about how you can reach your goal